Hello, friends. This is Grace Hot Pants Langhine with your 13th episode of the Mullet Chronicles. This is the podcast where I read race reports to you word for word. It's a spinoff of the Running Mullet podcast where Eric Kosek and I talk all things running, from the business in the front to the party in the back, just like a mullet. Get it? Anyway. Today's episode comes to us from the Jim Blanford. He is a true mountain goat in the East Coast mountains. Take a look at his Strava Vert stats and you'll see what I mean. In this episode, Jim recaps his experience at the 2024 Eastern States 100. So a few notes. My last episode was for the same race, but I thought I'd give you a completely different story. Plus, I really loved his perspective and he had a reference to Jocko Willink at the end, and I love that reference. He does include a link in his race report to the video he's talking about with Jocko Willink. I will include a link to that same video in my show notes so that you can check it out. And he references someone named Karen pretty early on, just so you know, that is his lovely and supportive wife of many years. Let's get straight into Jim's race report titled 2024 Eastern States 100 canceled. This year, I decided to enter the Eastern States 100-mile race after the waitlist cleared 2 weeks before the start. This would have been my third time in the race. In 2015, I had a DNF at mile 50, and in 2014, the first year of the race, I was the first loser and second place overall in 21 hours, 53 minutes, 38 seconds. It has taken me a few years to get my head back into the thought of a 100-mile race. This year and last year, I changed a lot of things in my day-to-day. Consistent bedtime and wake-up time, improved, but not perfect, my overall daily diet, and added some strength training, push-ups on a break for this training block, and rucking. The last 9 weeks of training set me up to feel confident about entering and running this race. Here are my totals for 9 weeks of running, hiking, and rucking. 834.37 miles, 205,003 vertical feet, 186 hours, 19 minutes, plus 5 days of a taper of 22 miles and 4,600 feet of vert. If I didn't give it a shot this year, I'm not sure I could do much more, stay healthy, and have fun. Thursday night, Karen and I had the tent set around 8 p.m. The rain started soon after. It rained and rained hard until about 1 p.m. on Friday. We both slept well. There was no rain in the tent, so that was wonderful. After breakfast, we walked around and talked to friends until race check-in. After check-in, we went back to pack for the race, eat, and sleep. I slept well, was up early in the morning, and felt relaxed. I was ready to run. Karen was ready to crew. Coffee, banana, and almond butter for breakfast, drink mix, S-cap, and a gel before the start. We walked to the starting line. As we crossed the bridge before the start, a few runners were heading in the opposite direction. Didn't think too much of it. Someone said to me, "The Eastern States 100 is canceled. Wait, what did you say?" From the race organizers, quote, "Due to the recent proclamation of a disaster emergency and with the utmost concern for the safety of our participants, their crews, pacers, and our dedicated volunteers, we regret to announce that this year's event must be canceled," end quote. It was a weird feeling knowing the race wasn't going to happen. Karen, I, and a few friends went for a walk up the dam area to see how high the water was rising. It was crazy how high it was in less than 24 hours. Karen and I were tent camping until Monday at Little Pine State Park. We made the best of the 5 days there. We made a bunch of new friends, hung out with old friends, went to the Idiot Runner aid station party, did some hiking, and did some running. The group run was so much fun. We napped, watch four badass runners finish the 100 plus miles on their own with crew, ate a bunch of camp food, went to the mountaintop for dinner with one of the badass finishers, Gabe, and his family, crew, and friends. No rain in the tent the entire time there. Check. Thanks, Karen, life crew, for all the driving, food prep, and packing for the entire weekend. Thanks to everyone who had a part in this event and did the best they could to keep it going until Mother Nature had different plans. Keep moving forward, my friends. Time is moving fast. Keep enjoying the daily grind. Can't wait to run and hang out with everyone soon. One thing that helped me get through the weekend was listening to a Jocko Willink clip. Good. My version of the video? The race didn't happen. Good. That means it is game on, and I can train harder for the next event. Good. Thank you, Jim, for sharing your race report. Again, the clip to Jocko Willink's video called Good is in the show notes. It's a great watch, and I highly recommend following Jim on social media. He leads a weekly group run and hike on Tuesday evenings in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and he can often be found volunteering or cheering at races. You can submit your race reports to me on Facebook, Instagram, and therunningmullet@gmail.com. And you can listen to Eric Kosek and I every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, talking all things running at The Running Mullet. Thanks for listening. You are awesome.